Welcome to Pearls of Wisdom. This is a place where we dig deep into the scriptures. We look for guidance from the Word of God, because that's the greatest place of wisdom.
Another Pearl of Wisdom with the one and only Dr. Pearl Coupe. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Z. How are you?
We are good. How are you, Dr. Pearl?
I'm also great. Thank you.
It's always a great start to our week, the yes. Pearls of Wisdom. We love it here.
Well, one of the things I'm hoping will come out of this is that we'll have a different perception of Mondays.
Yes,
because,
right?
You know how we always talk about, we look forward to Fridays.
Yeah.
And it's that fabulous Friday, and was a Friday.
And Monday's so, like, what have I
no,
done?
No, we must make it was a Mondays. So we must shift.
It just reminded me of was a weekend back in the day.
Yes, we used to. Weekend special, you know. And was a, so yeah. I mean, how great would it be to start your week on a positive note,
correct,
with energy and
correct,
krach,
correct,
and not just come, you know, with your head hanging and low energy levels and all of that. So I really hope that, you know, people out there are enjoying the program and getting some nuggets out of it, which they can apply in their lives. And also looking forward, you know, I hope it's something that will make them also look forward to Monday.
Mm.
That Monday is not drab. It's not dreary. It's not, you know,
exactly.
It's not a gray day, but it's actually, you know, people should see Mondays now in line with Isaiah 43:19. It's one of my favorite scriptures. It says, see, says the Lord, that's the Lord talking, I will do a new thing.
Yes.
So why can't we just approach Mondays with that expectation that it's a new week in which God is going to do a new thing?
Amen.
So in fact, I think we need to call our Mondays Isaiah 43:19 Mondays.
Come on now. Yes.
Yes. So you can all have your Woza Fridays. We're going to have our Isaiah 43:19 Mondays.
Love it. Absolutely.
And see it as opportunity for God to do new things, new opportunities, new relationships, new revelation, new grace, new, you know, new wisdom.
Absolutely.
New learning opportunities.
See what happens when you give a preacher the opportunity.
Yeah.
Now this is a sermon
here comes
about Monday.
Preach. Here comes the preach. We can preach about anything. I'm telling you. We turn dreary Monday into Isaiah 43:19 Monday. Come on
the
now.
Spot.
Come on.
Dr. Pearl, what do you have for us this Monday?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about, and this was a subject matter we were dealing with in our prayer. In fact, it was, we have prayers on Clubhouse, on our global altar of prayers, and we always have a theme. And the theme that God gave me on Sunday was to help people just to pray scriptures on dealing with temptations. Because one of the things that really the Lord put on my heart is that there are so many temptations out there. And the issue is, how do we deal with them? Because the Bible has prescribed. In fact, it warns us that we're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. There will be temptations out there. I mean, Jesus himself was tempted. So if he was tempted, we're not going to be exempt. And the world which we live in today is full of temptations.
Yep.
Everywhere you turn, there's a temptation.
Sure.
I mean, you're the one who's trying to go on a diet, food. And then, you know, when you're watching TV, they're like five adverts in a row.
And then it's mukbangs or whatever they call it. People just eating on camera the whole time.
Exactly.
And you're like, why?
Exactly. So there's food temptations. There's temptations just to, you know, the temptation. The devil sets the scene for temptation to sin.
Sure.
Because he knows once he can get us in a place of sin, then he gets us out of God's will.
Yeah.
And we're not able to fulfill our kingdom purpose, assignments, and mandates. So temptations are always going to be there with you the whole of our lives. So there's no way that we can literally pray away temptations, but we can deal with temptations. And, you know, one of the things, if we know the Lord's Prayer, and one of the things, one of the prayer items in the Lord's Prayer deals with the aspect of temptation.
Sure.
It says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one and from all evil. So those are the kind of prayers that we pray, knowing that it's a daily prayer. It's not like a one-time, one-stop engine stop.
That's so profound, because you can overcome yesterday, today, tomorrow.
Exactly.
you wake up with a different thing standing at your doorstep.
There are going to be always temptations because the enemy is never going to give up trying to tempt you and lead you away from God. So that's something we need to settle in our spirit. And because we need to settle it in our spirit, that means we need to prepare for those temptations. Because here's the thing. If you are prepared, then the likelihood and probability of you overcoming that temptation is much greater.
Yeah.
Because you're ready for it. You ready. When temptation comes knocking at the door, you're like, hey, temptation, I'm ready for you. I'm going to deal with you. I'm going to deal with you with the word. I'm going to deal with you in prayer. And we've already cited one scripture that says, you know, Matthew 6:13, lead us not into temptation. And 1 Corinthians 10:13, it tells us that there's no temptation that has overtaken any of us.
Sure.
Except what is common to mankind. And then it tells us that God is faithful and he will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can take. So that's an assurance right there. So that means whatever temptation comes to you, God has allowed it to happen, not to kill you, not to finish you off, but to develop your character, to build your spiritual muscles. And God knows that you have the capacity to overcome it.
Amen.
So that in itself should actually, you know, give you the strength to let you go through it. And it says that scripture ends by saying, when you are tempted, he will do what? He will provide a way out so that you can endure it. So when you're tempted, know that there's a way out. Ask God, you know, God, don't let me be tempted, but, you know, show me the way. Show me that way of escape. And one of the ways of escape, I like Joseph.
Yeah.
Because Joseph, I mean, was tempted. Yeah.
Baleka.
You know, baleka, he balekad, he left his jacket, he balekad so fast. He ran so fast. His, I'm imagining it might have even been like a brand name jacket.
Yeah.
He was like, listen, I don't care how much this jacket costs. I'm leaving from here. Because sexual temptation is one of the greatest temptations that we see in this era, even in the body of Christ. We see pastors that are not able to resist sexual temptation. So what does that mean? Prepare for it. And how do we prepare for it? Remember, we just finished boundaries.
Yeah.
So one of the things is we prepare for it by setting boundaries. By setting boundaries. Don't put yourself in a place where you know you can easily be tempted. So one of the ways to prepare for it is to make sure that we set boundaries. In instances of sexual temptation, I think we said it when we're talking about boundaries.
Yeah.
That when God talks about the way we should deal with the devil, he says we resist him and he flees.
Yeah.
So, but in the instance of sexual temptation, he does not say resist sexual temptation and the devil flee. He says you flee.
Flee from it.
You are the one to flee. Don't wait. Don't try and test your endurance or your capacity levels of resistance. He says flee. He says flee. So when it comes to sexual temptation, we don't test how high our resistance levels are. We leave. We baleka. We flee. And then also we have to be wary of issues around, you know, like greed for money. That's another great temptation I found.
Sure.
When we have not dealt with great levels of wanting to pursue fame, pursue influence, and pursue money.
That's a big one, yeah.
That is a big open door because the devil's going to tempt you on that. He's going to knock the door and he's going to see if he'll find any greed in you. And that's what he even tried with Jesus. He said, I'll give you all this, you know, fame, fortune, money, all these cities, all this stuff. So what was he doing? He was trying to tempt Jesus with the love of money, material possessions, and the love of fame and influence. And he's going to keep doing that over and over and over again. So you need to deal with that and make sure that we don't, you know, we're seeking the kingdom.
Amen.
Which means to seek the King of Kings and his dom, his dominion, and his domain. So that's what we need to do. Here's what 1 Timothy 6:9 says, because it's aware of the lure and the temptation of money and wealth. It says, those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction.
Sure.
So that seems to be the end thing. Everybody's looking for money. And that's why when we teach the prosperity gospel, because our God is a God of prosperity, but we must teach it in a balanced way, in a way in which we understand that prosperity is not just about money. In fact, money and material possessions are the lowest level of prosperity. The highest level of prosperity is salvation.
Amen.
And that's why the Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world, all the money, all the cars, all the houses, but lose your soul? So in God's kingdom, in definition of prosperity, salvation is the highest level of prosperity. You can have all the money in the world, have no joy, have no peace.
Yeah.
There are people with millions, but they can't sleep at night. They're depressed. They're demon possessed. So there are higher levels of prosperity, joy, peace. Yes. All of those, health, are higher levels of prosperity than money and material things. So, friends and family, that's what I wanted to leave you with, that nugget that there is a way out. God will provide you with that way. Pray that you'll not be led into temptation. Make sure that you don't love the world, because the world is what presents a lot of temptations. James 4:4 says, "You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity with God? And anybody who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God." So don't love the world, because it's going to present you with a lot of temptations that you may not be able to resist. Be very aware that some of the very, very high level temptations of this generation and dispensation we are around sexual temptations. Money, love of money, finances, people are stealing, people are bribing, all these scams that we see going around, 419 scams, and you know, all these fraudulent behaviors are all have to do with money, that people love money, they want to get rich and wealthy quickly, and they're prepared to do anything to do that. So let's be aware of the temptations out there. Make sure that you set the boundaries. Make sure that you're prayerful. Make sure that you read the word of God. Make sure that you worship. Make sure that you nurture your relationship with God. And let's be mindful of those temptations. And remember that God always provides a way out. You connect with him so he can provide you with that way to escape the snare and the traps of the enemy.
That's so powerful. A real word today. Thank you so much, Dr. Pearl. We'll catch up again next week.
Always welcome. Great. Thanks, Z.